The marchers surged through Ashland's main street, chanting and carrying signs with messages such as "Women's rights are not up for grabs" and "Love, not hate, makes America great." The march led to a rally at Lithia Park, where protest organizer Samae Horner called on the crowd to resist returning to a past era when racial, ethnic, and sexual minorities were legally discriminated against.
"We will not go back to a time when couples in the LGBTQ community could not get married or be by their loved one's side in the hospital.
Co-organizer Sharon Dorman said many people were surprised by President Trump's election because they believe the country was moving in a politically progressive direction during the Obama years.
"And this election taught us that we were wrong, that if we're not careful, if we don't stand up for what we believe in, that things will start getting taken away. We won't continue the forward progression that we thought we were on."
Dorman says she and others are considering how best to channel the momentum of the Women's March into an ongoing political movement that pushes back against the Republican-controlled Congress and the new president. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.